Everyone.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody today, and I hope you everyone had a Merry Christmas and were able to either Zoom or visit or conference call, however you had to work out seeing your families this year. I hope that you were able to do that and that it was a good time for everyone. Looking at announcements this morning, please be reminded this is not a push for money, but it's a reminder that if you need your giving to be reflected in the church records for 2020, that the last deposit for the year will be made first thing tomorrow morning. So just one last reminder on that. Do want to remind you that the flower chart for 2021 is now posted in the Narthex. So of course, as always, if there's a Sunday that is special to you that you would like to put in flowers, please go ahead and make that notation so you have that Sunday reserved. And are there any other announcements that should be made this morning that were not made? I thank you for remembering this morning. It's good to see everyone here as we have a great crowd this morning. And so the Lord has called us together as His people, so let us come now and worship His most holy name. With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we come to this service praising your most holy name as we are just beyond Christmas and looking to a new year, and we know that you have been with us and you are with us and you will be with us and you're here right now. So we pray that our hearts and minds are open, that you receive our thanksgiving and praise. We receive your message to us. and that this service will be pleasing to your sight and hearing, and that it strengthens your people. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Our litany this morning is based on the hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, which also comes from the Psalms, Psalm 90 and 91. So let's join together in this litany. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home.
He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler.
Under the shadow of thy wings, still he will dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same.
For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night.
1,000 ages in thy sight are like the evening dawn, short as the watch that ends the night, before the rising sun.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be Thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal home.
And as we go to prayer this morning, there, as always, we have our prayer list in our bulletin, but there are two that I was made aware of this week. Sheila Satcher asked that we remember a friend of hers, Tom Eddington. He had bypass surgery last weekend, and my last communication with her is that he was on a ventilator and had not regained consciousness. So she asked that we remember him in a very special way. And Donna Malone's brother, Mike Freeman, he had been battling a prolonged illness, but he passed away Christmas morning. And so they ask that we remember Donna's family in a most special way. Are there joys or concerns that should be recognized that were not? If there is not, let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we come thanking you for just being who you are. We come thanking you that you loved us so much that this past Friday we celebrated that through Jesus Christ you came and lived among us. We thank you that as we celebrated the birth of a baby that always brings such great joy at the safe birth of a child, we're reminded that Jesus left the splendor of heaven knowing what was in store, so that this baby grew to be a man. This man entered the ministry showing and telling us who God is, willingly, voluntarily went to a cross, taking the shame and the guilt and the punishment of our sin, and then rose from that grave, defeating our most fierce enemies. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for, we remember that the world into which Jesus came was a world of turmoil and chaos. Lord, when we take a step back and we remember, ever since humanity decided they wanted to be like you and disobeyed you, the world has always been in turmoil. And so, Lord, we just praise you that you never left us. You never wrote us off. But indeed, through Jesus, you made the ultimate move for our redemption. And we just praise you. And thus, Lord, we are reminded that as you, through Jesus, came into a world of turmoil, and we look at our own world, we are reminded that you are still with us. We don't always like what's going on. Sometimes we even allow fear to creep in. But you are still here. And nothing humanity can do, regardless of how hurtful, is a surprise to you. But through Jesus, you show us there is a better way. May we as your people, may we as your church, be the examples of that better way. And Lord, in the knowledge of your love for us, we remind you of names that are already on our prayer list, other situations upon our hearts, and the several situations that were named this morning. They include grief. They include upcoming surgeries. They include years of waiting for final results. But Lord, we thank you that you are still the great physician, and so we pray your healing touch upon each and every situation. And we thank you as always, Lord, that we are able to worship you in the freedom that we do this morning. May we never forget the privilege of that freedom, and never may we never forget those who protect that freedom. May your protection be upon those who protect us, your healing on the wounded, and your peace upon the families whose loved ones gave it all. And Lord, we do thank you for the fellowship of Christians that gathers, worships, serves, and encourages one another through Walker Church. You have blessed us beyond anything that we can measure. We pray that as we have received your blessings and pray for your continued blessings, that we will be a blessing to this community and even the world. And when we leave these grounds, we pray that we are reminded that you are with us. We know that you are, but we pray that we realize that you are with us. Lead, guide, and direct our every thought, word, and deed, and bring us back to worship you and to encourage one another. We offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we would pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
stand as we offer our praise and thanksgiving to God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
And let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we can give to you because you first gave everything for us. So we pray now that as your people have brought back a portion of those blessings to you, that your blessings continue on each gift and giver, and that every penny entrusted is used according to your will, furthering your kingdom in this community and throughout the world. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Our scripture lesson this morning is Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 through 9. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that He has shown them according to His mercy, according to the abundance of His steadfast love. For He said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And He became their Savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but His presence that saved them. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Friday begins the year 2021. What is our mindset? What is our outlook as that day approaches? My first instinct is to preach what I call, now my terms for sermons are not academic terms. I'll let you know that. I divide my sermons into various categories. And so mine are not academic terms. I just want to say that up front. But my first inclination this morning is to preach what I call a rah-rah sermon. Attempt to fire you up. That we're finally getting 2020 behind us, and 2021 is starting, and it's going to be the best year. It's going to be the best year yet, and just get you fired up and ready to charge in. And there is validity to such a message. Because whether we're talking a congregation, or whether we're talking an individual, or whether we're talking a family, so many times our expectations turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. So there is a place for the rah-rah sermon. On the other hand, though, this morning, I fear to preach such a sermon would be disingenuous. Because I'm well aware that the world, the nation, our congregation, and many of you individually are dealing with unpleasant issues, to put it mildly, that began in 2020 and they're going to continue into 2021. So as uplifting as "let's charge in to 2021 might be, in all honesty, I don't feel that is many people's reality. But even so, I believe it is still legitimate to ask ourselves, as we come to the close of 2020 and we approach 2021, what is my mindset? What is my outlook entering the coming year? Now, my hope and prayer is that we enter 2021 with confidence. Whether our reality is we're beginning with great anticipation of good days ahead, or we're entering, continuing with struggles that will not go away anytime soon, I still pray, I still hope that we enter 2021 with confidence. We enter 2021 with confidence, not just by thinking good thoughts, not that that's a bad thing. We enter 2021 with confidence, not just looking at the good side of every situation, not that that's a bad thing. We enter 2021 with confidence, not just by being positive, not that that's a bad thing. We enter 2021 with confidence because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with us every step of the way. Our scripture lesson is from the third section of Isaiah, as the exiles are preparing to return home. Now, one thing we sometimes don't notice when we're reading like Isaiah, and we see they went into exile and then they came home. Well, they didn't come into what so many times they talk about in real estate. Jerusalem was not turnkey. It was going to be a rough trip back home first. And then once they did get back home, there was going to be a massive amount of rebuilding to do. And there were still going to be the same temptations to disobey God. So the return home is a joyful experience, but at the same time, it's not going to be easy. And so the prophet proclaims, I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us. We move into the future first by looking back. Every one of us in this room can look back and recall God's presence with us. And in God's presence with us, sometimes God delivered us from our struggle. Sometimes God supplied us with the strength and the courage to push through that struggle. So our first step is, as we look back, where has God already been with me? Where have there been those good times that the Lord lavished upon me? Where have there been those hard times through which the Lord delivered me? Where have there been those hard times that though it did not go away, God gave me the strength and the courage to push through? You know, I am so glad our Heavenly Father is much more patient with us than I was as a parent. Now, I'm still a parent, but you know what I'm saying. I'm not in the thick of it anymore. Now I'm a grandparent. I get to spoil them and send them home with the parents. But when I look back, when I was in the thick of it being a parent, I'm so glad our Heavenly Father is more patient than I was. Because, you see, I had a pet peeve. Well, Sally probably says she wished it only been one. But I did have a pet peeve. And that pet peeve came in when my kids constantly sought reassurance from me. They would do something wrong or they would need help on something. And I would either would deal with the issue that they did wrong, and then in my mind we had moved beyond it. It was a done deal. Or I was going to be with them in something future coming up. And I got so tired of hearing, "Do you promise? Do you promise? Really? Do you promise?" And as I said, thank goodness our Heavenly Father is a better parent than me. Finally, I got tired of it. I said, "Stop asking me. I've never let you down before. What makes you think I'm going to let you down now? Just stop asking me." One of my many mistakes. I couldn't look into their hearts and just see where they were versus where I was. They needed reassurance. So let me say up front, that was one of my many mistakes. As I said, I'm so glad our Heavenly Father is much more patient with me. But I can still hear God in a compassionate manner saying something to me to the effect, and probably to you as well. As you begin this new year, take time to look back and see the roads we've already traveled together. Remember the strength I supplied you in the good times. Remember the blessings I've lavished upon you along the way. Remember the joys that you have experienced, and remember the strength in the sorrows. As you move toward 2021, look back. Remember. And as we do move toward 2021 and we look back and we remember God's blessings experienced in the time of celebration and God's strength in the times of trial, notice Isaiah's explanation for God's faithfulness. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord. I will look back. The praiseworthy acts of the Lord. Because of all that the Lord has done for us, the great favor to the house of Israel that He has shown them according to His mercy according to the abundance of his steadfast love. The blessings we receive from God are not for our merit. The blessings we receive from God are not rewards for our goodness and our faithfulness. The prophet proclaimed that God had blessed Israel according to God's mercy and God's steadfast love. Have you ever thought about how wonderful and humbling that thought is? On the one hand, there's a school of theology that likes to believe that we receive the blessings from God because God rewards us for the good we do. There's others that struggle with, I've got to earn God's favor. It's so natural for us human beings to feel we have to work our way into God's favor. It is human nature so many times to feel that we have to earn God's favor. You know, as human beings, in our emotions, it's sometimes hard to separate how people treat us versus how God treats us. With people, 99 times out of 100, we've got to work our way into their good graces. We've got to work our way into their favor. We're not trusted until we prove ourselves trustworthy. But not so with God. God has mercy on us. God's steadfast love is constantly upon us. But so many times we look at God with the same eyes that we feel other humans look at us. And I have to confess that I still struggle with this concept, even after preaching now into, good gracious, 40 years. Theologically, I am convinced beyond all doubt that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Intellectually, I am convinced beyond all doubt that we are saved by grace through Jesus Christ. Yet, I have to confess to still having a struggle of the heart. Hopefully none of the rest of you go there, but I do. I still contend with the struggle of the heart. There is still a part of me, though, thank the Lord, not as much as it once was, that feels if I could be a better person, perhaps God would show more favor on me because God would be more pleased. If you come into my office and ask me about that, I'm going to tell you absolutely not. But in my own private heart struggles, yeah, I still deal with it. There's a part of me that feels if I were just more dedicated, perhaps God would love me more. And now I hope none of you deal with those struggles. But my guess is I'm not the only one. My guess is there's at least a few people in this room that can identify with what I'm saying. Thus, I am so glad that several centuries before Jesus, the prophet proclaimed that God blessed Israel and God showed favor to Israel because of God's mercy. Have you ever thought, if you don't have weaknesses, you don't need mercy? Centuries before Jesus, the prophet declared that God had blessed Israel because of God's mercy and because of the abundance of God's steadfast love. Thus, in 2021, we will experience God's blessings. We will experience blessings of good times and celebration. And we will receive blessings of strength and peace in difficulty that will surpass all understanding. And God's blessings will not be based on how good we are, though yes, as Christians, we do strive to live what we profess. As Christians, we do strive to live the life that is exampled by Jesus Christ. Yes, we do strive for that, but God's blessings upon us are not determined by how close we come to that. God's blessings will be solely based on God's mercy and God's steadfast love. Continuing with the proclamation of the prophet, did verse 9 catch your attention? It was no messenger or angel, but it was God's presence that saved them. In His love and His pity, He redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them in days of old. Most scholarship believes that Isaiah was speaking in past tense, that he was referring to the Exodus and the subsequent wilderness experience. Yet this passage sounds like it was fulfilled in an even greater way. Remember Joseph's dream in Matthew 1, verses 20 through 23? Joseph had finally determined that the best way in all of this mess, the most compassionate thing, would be divorce Mary quietly. I can't live with what I think she's done, but I'm not so harsh that I'm going to have her stoned to death. Let's just sever ties as quietly as possible. And then we come to the scripture lesson. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Just 2 days ago, we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. No human being knows what 2021 holds for any of us individually, or Walker Church, or the nation, or the world. Most likely, this coming year is going to be a mixed bag of some joys and some sorrows, some celebrations, and some frustrations. But this we do know. Emmanuel, God is with us. Well, actually, God has been with us. God is with us. God will be with us. Thus, we enter 2021 with confidence, because Emmanuel, God is with us. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, for myself and anyone else who may identify, forgive us for when we doubt your love and mercy for us and put the pressure on ourselves to be something that we can't be were it not for your mercy and your steadfast love. So, gracious Lord, as we continue through the life that you grant us in our growth, in our relationship with you, teach us that strange balance of striving to be everything you have called us to be, striving to be as much like Jesus as we can through the strength of your Holy Spirit, yet, Lord, not confusing that striving to live up to our calling with a false notion of earning your favor with a false notion of earning your love. You've already given it. So gracious Lord, show us that strange, precarious balance that we seek. And Lord, help us to look back. Even at 2020, 2020 has been a difficult year for all churches. It's been a difficult year for the nation, the world. It's been a difficult year for individuals in our church. It's been a difficult year, period. But Lord, you were there. And you brought us through. And thus, Lord, as we look into 2021, who knows what 2021 is going to be? We're hoping for better things. Well, we don't know yet. But we do know Emmanuel. We know that you have been with us, that you are with us, and you are going to be with us. So, Lord, help us to enter 2021 with confidence because of Emmanuel. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. And would you please stand for our benediction? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen. And Haynes will escort the congregation.